Okay, good morning. This is mock council session number 3. Good morning to each of you. You will be hearing a presentation from John Ashman, who is the Director of Utility Planning here at the county. He will be presenting a proposal on the proposed Winding Creek Village Water District. Before we hear from Mr. Ashman, if you would please state your name, the school you're representing, and the position you're playing, we'll get started. And we'll start to my left.
Hi, my name is Catherine Van Pelt, and I'm from Sussex Academy, and I'm the county attorney.
Okay.
I'm AJ Angelo. I'm from Delmar High School, and I'm representing District Number 3.
I'm Rebecca Wyatt. I'm from Delmar High School, and I'm representing District Number 2.
I'm Jeremy Carpenter. I'm representing Sussex Tech, and I am the vice president.
Okay. We'll come back to president.
I'm Aryan Patel. I'm from Delmar High School, and I'm representing position of president and District Number 4.
District 1, actually.
Oh, District
That's
1,
fine.
My bad.
You're District 4, okay.
My name is Elvis Perez, and I'm from Siegfried High School, and I'm District Number 5.
Okay.
I'm Nick Whaley. I'm from Sussex Tech, and I'm the finance director.
My name is Brandon Polite. I am from Sussex Tech, and I am clerk of council.
Okay. Welcome to each of you. And without further ado, here's Mr. Ashman.
So normally in a public hearing situation, our county attorney would key in that what it is a public hearing, how that the public hearing is held, that I will give a short presentation on that public hearing, and then we will allow for public comment before you do your thing. So this is on the proposed Winding Creek Water District. It's an area in Herring Creek, a small community, or a fairly large community called Winding Creek Village. The county started with a sewer project for a larger area encompassing all of Herring Creek, and we were requested to circulate petitions for the water district from this community. The area in green is the whole community, and that was where we started with our petitions, was to send them to the entire community. The reasoning for this is there is some saltwater intrusion into their wells, and they are claiming that they are unable to drink their water and or use it for a wash or laundry or anything else. So this prompted their request for a water district to be created. Some of the facts are we received the request to circulate the petitions on the community. We did get more than 50 petitions, which is required for us to go forward with a referendum for an area. And we did this up to the point where we had a public hearing. At that point, there was another group within the community that did not want our water district established. Therefore, they collected and sent us affidavits that they were not interested. And based on the number of affidavits that we received and the number of lots that they represented, the engineering department determined that a referendum would most likely fail. There was very little chance that it would pass, depending on the attendance. So we came to county council with a recommendation to cancel the referendum, and they agreed, based on our numbers, that we should cancel it. At that point, we received another group of petitions. They were received from a more concentrated area, and when we mapped them, we found out that we could identify a second boundary with some additional parcels mixed throughout, which we could not include based on the fact that they were not contiguous to our district. So this is the second boundary, which we called our optimized boundary, which you can see hits many of the parcels out closer to the water, which is where the saltwater intrusion was identified. So at that point in time, we've hit our facts, and we go to our public comment. So I have keyed up a couple key questions that I think will kind of represent what we've heard.
So we have plans?
We have plans.
Okay. So, Mr. President, at this point, because it's a public hearing, we would invite anyone from the public to come forward with questions or comments. So, if you'll do that at this time.
Would any of the public like to come forward with any questions?
I'm Rebecca Lenhart. I'm from Sussex Tech. My comment is, my water is fine and costs me nothing, so why should I have to pay for my water? So, what else to say? Nothing? Nobody said
a response? I'm kind of short and sweet. Okay. I know we're pressed for time, so kind of just trying to get the point across the kind of questions we hear.
My name is William Despain, and I represent Seaford High School. My public comment is, we need this water system. I cannot sell my house because the water isn't drinkable.
is Tanya Lorette representing Seaford High School. My comment is, I live outside the smaller boundary, but not close enough to the boundary to be included. If the county selects the smaller boundary, those included receive water services and fire protection, potentially making their property more valuable than mine.
My name is Lyman Brenner. I pay taxes to the county, but I cannot vote because I do not have primary residence here, and I want to know why I should continue to pay for people if they don't want who don't want the fire hydrants. Why should they get to have them when they don't pay for them?
My name is Sam Moner. I represent Indian River. My question is, how will this impact our community? If the larger boundary fails, those that need water will be angry. If it passes, those that have to pay for their neighbor's problem will be angry.
Now, when we have these public hearings, you may hear similar questions maybe 50, 60 times, depending on the size of the project. So those are some of the concerns you hear from the public. Some of the other things are, the larger area contains many that are opposed to the water district. If we go forward with the entire boundary, they could deny the area that is requesting to be include to have a water district. The other question is, how do you charge those requesting to connect in the future? If a well starts failing near our boundary, they're going to ask us to connect. Those that are in the initial boundary will pay an extra cost based on the having the sewer water or the water line extended to their area. And then there's the impact on a divided community. No matter which way your county elects to proceed, you're either going to have people that are angry because they have to pay for water. You're going to have a group that, if they don't get water, is still upset because they have no service. And then there is the question of the county not supplying drinking water to those in need if the referendum fails. So how would you vote? Did we put the vote to the full community or only to the optimized boundary?
So, you've heard the presentation from Mr. Ashman. You've heard some of the comments, questions, concerns that members of the public have. And now you're at a point where you have two options, correct?
Yes.
As the slide indicates, you can put the vote to the entire community or only to those who are in the smaller, more defined, optimized boundary. So at this point, Council, this would be the time for you to ask any questions of Mr. Ashman, and then we'll go from there for calling for a vote.
Mr. Ashman, how did you decide the optimized boundary?
Based on the petitions that we received and the addresses on them, we kind of mapped them all in different colors as to people in support and against. There are people included in that smaller boundary that still do not wish to have water. But in order for the county to proceed forward with the district, we have to keep a contiguous boundary, and it cannot be what they call jack-o'-lantern, where we go around individual parcels.
And what percent of those that would be left out in the optimized boundary support the motion?
Those that are left out, probably there's probably only about 5 or 6% that are out of that.
Outside. Thank you.
Any others?
How much would the people have to pay in order for water to be provided?
The number right now, I think, that was proposed based on the optimized is around $1,300 a year.
Would the people not part of the vote have to contribute to the cost of the project?
So if you do the smaller boundary, which is the yellow, those people that are in white would not have to contribute, no.
Okay, so there are no other questions? Okay, Mr. President, at this point you would entertain any motions and seconds of those motions, and then we'll take a vote on one of the two options.
Would any of the council like to set a motion?
I'd like to motion to support the optimized boundary.
I second that motion.
All right. So, Mr. President, you have a motion and a second, so you now have a live question before the council, and it would be up to you to call for a vote.
Would we like to vote for this?
We'll start to your right.
I would support the optimized boundary so that the people that aren't in the boundary won't be affected by the vote.
Okay. I vote no for the optimized boundary because I think if we do this, the community might become more divided, and also there'll still be people that aren't getting the drinking water they need.
Okay. I'd vote no because either way, if you use the optimized, you're going to have houses that are worth more, like the houses that don't have the new water are going to be worth less. But if you don't do it, then the houses with the bad water are going to be worth less.
I vote yes because we are supplying water, but also being conservative with our resources.
I also vote yes due to the fact that the bigger percent is in the optimized location.
I vote no. Drinking water is a necessity, but this is a decision that affects the whole community, so I think that the whole community should be able to vote on it.
I vote yes because, one, the outer edge of the community already had a failed petition, and we're also providing water lines that would be easily expandable in the future if it does need to expand to the rest of the community and for them to have drinking water as well.
All right, it comes down to you, Mr. President.
I would vote no because I see that the optimized boundary would gain an unfair advantage towards the people who don't get the water.
Okay, well, we have a unique little situation here. Ordinarily, because we have five members of council, unless somebody abstains or is not present, you can't have a tie vote. It would either be, it would be 3-2, 4-1, or 5-0. Because everyone is participating here and we have an even number of participants, we had four yeses and four noes, so we have a tie. So technically, that would kill the proposal. It doesn't pass because there weren't enough affirmative votes to do it. So. That issue is dead unless you want to re-vote on the proposal. Maybe you've changed your mind. Now someone could make a motion to say, all right, I want to support the entire community voting at referendum, and then you can see if any of your counterparts decide to change their minds since the first motion failed. So you can entertain new motions if the council wants to do.
Would any of the council like to set a new motion?
I'll motion for the vote for the full community to vote on the subject.
Is there a second?
I second that motion.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second here. So we're voting again down the line. We can just do yes, no if you want, just to make it a little quicker.
I'll stick with no.
So no.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
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 No.
5-3. So the motion does pass, so now council has decided to put the question to the full community. Okay.
And interesting, that's your first one went against county council. They actually went for the optimized boundary, and it did pass. The referendum did pass for the optimized boundary. So when we install our sewer system in Herring Creek, we will also be doing water in that yellow section for Winding Creek Village.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.